Welcome back to the show. Todd Zwillick with you today. On to the jobs front now. Some tepid news for the Obama administration. It seems jobs numbers are out and they're not looking great this month. An unemployment rate rising to 7.6%. U.S. employers did add 175,000 jobs, but more job seekers entered the market, which means that the numerator isn't as great as it could be. Joining us with the latest is Charlie Herman, business and economics editor for Takeaway co-producer WNYC. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Todd.
I described it as tepid. You agree?
Yeah, it's kind of a meh. I mean, it's not a bad report. I mean, yes, 175,000 jobs were created. The unemployment rate went up slightly to 7.6%, like you said. That's not that bad. And this report and the reaction that you're getting is, okay, the economy is sort of continuing to bump along. And in some aspects, this may be a strange oddity that the Federal Reserve has really been waiting to see what happens with the jobs report. And if we saw a huge surge in new jobs created and the unemployment rate falling, you might actually see the Federal Reserve ending some of the extraordinary policies it's put in place to get the economy going. And when that happens, there could be a bit of a momentary freakout by the stock market, by the bond market, as they readjust to a world where the Fed is not trying to support everything. But in terms of this report, things continue to bump along. A lot of service sector jobs added, which isn't necessarily a great thing. And a lot of government jobs cut, not a surprise considering the sequester.
And quickly, Charlie, I want to ask you about government jobs. That has been seen, sequestration, a cut in government jobs has been seen as a drag on employment and the economy. Where does that stand now?
Well, we saw about 14,000 federal jobs cut in May. That's clearly, you know, part of the sequester. Over the past 3 months, we've seen, you know, the government jobs being cut at the federal level by about 45,000. So this is showing that there is a slowdown effect from the government spending less. But as you and I have talked about before, that is also having that benefit of, you know, less government spending.
7.6% unemployment rose this month. U.S. employers added 175,000 jobs. Charlie Herman, business and economics editor for Takeaway co-producer WNYC. Charlie, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.